the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, and the Prophet Lot, peace be upon him. Throughout history, God has called people to the true path through the prophets He has sent them. The aim of all these holy individuals has been one and the same, to call people to believe in God and to serve only Him. Prophets relayed the divine religion to humanity and demonstrated how to live the ideal life. Thus, these chosen servants of God represent the very finest model of superior characteristics, proper moral values, and ideal behavior and reactions to events. Two of these holy individuals are Prophet Abraham and Prophet Lot, peace be upon them. In the Quran, God says this of these two prophets: "I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. You have an excellent example in Abraham and those with him. We gave right judgment and knowledge to Lot and rescued him from the city that committed disgusting acts. They were evil tribe who were deviators. We admitted him into our mercy. He was one of the believers." Characteristics of Prophet Abraham's tribe.
Historical sources record that Prophet Abraham lived in Mesopotamia. According to some Islamic sources, the Prophet Abraham's father was from Haran, and it was there that the Prophet was born.
In the light of those parts of the Torah that describe the life of the Prophet Abraham, it appears more likely that his place of birth was not Ur of the Chaldeans, but the present-day Urfa in Turkey, after which he moved to Haran and from there to Palestine.
The Quran informs us that he and his son, Prophet Ishmael, peace be upon him, built the Kaaba. This confirms the historical accounts that the Prophet Abraham did indeed live in the Middle East.
At his time, nearly all of the tribes in the Middle East held pagan beliefs. They either worshipped statues they made with their own hands, or else celestial bodies such as the sun and the moon. Indeed, historical and archaeological discoveries prove that this region was a pagan land. Archaeological excavations in the region have uncovered a great many remains of statues made from stone and clay and used as idols. Furthermore, in one of these digs, remains of the temples known as ziggurats were found. It has been proven with historical documents that the purpose behind these temples was to worship the sun and the moon.
According to information in the works of Muslim historians, seers, and soothsayers, said that a child called Abraham, who would be born that year, would change the religion of the people and put an end to the rule of Nimrod. Another historical account says that Nimrod saw that his reign would be brought to an end by a male child due to enter the world, and that he then had all pregnant women collected together in one place and commanded that all the male children to whom they gave birth be killed, and that husbands be kept apart from their wives. At this Azar, the father of the Prophet Abraham took his wife to the city of Ur between Kufa and Basra, or to the place known as Al-Warqa, and hid her in a cave there. The Prophet Abraham was then born in that cave. This cave is the cave in which the Prophet Abraham is said to have been born.
The tribe of Prophet Abraham were also a pagan people. They made statues with their own hands and then mindlessly worshipped them. They prayed to them, and although it was obvious that they could receive nothing from them, they begged them for help. They even feared these pieces of wood and stone and hoped for assistance from them. God revealed to the Prophet Abraham that he was the creator of everything in the universe, and that those who believed otherwise were utterly mistaken. and he showed him proofs of his dominion over the heavens and the earth. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Because of that, we showed Abraham the dominions of the heavens and the earth, so that he might be one of the people of certainty. Prophet Abraham explained God's existence to his tribe, and called them to believe in him. The people of the tribe, however, refused to accept the truths he told them, because they had sought refuge in the supposed justification of abiding by the religion of their forefathers. Yet it was obvious that abiding by the superstitious religions of their ancestors could benefit them nothing, but would rather inflict great troubles upon them. God has revealed the position of those who ignorantly abide by the religion of their forefathers in the Quran. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. When they are told, "Follow what God has sent down to you," they reply, "We are following what we found our fathers doing." What? Even though their fathers did not understand a thing and were not guided? God bestows prophethood upon Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. God put Prophet Abraham through a test. He later rewarded him, who had remained so obedient with prophethood, and made him a messenger at an early age. This is revealed thus in the Quran. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Remember when Abraham was tested by his Lord with certain words which he carried out perfectly? He, God said, "I will make you a model for humanity." He, Abraham, asked, "And what of my descendants?" He replied, "My contract does not include the wrongdoers." In the Quran, God reveals that He gave the book and wisdom to Prophet Abraham and his descendants. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Or do they in fact envy other people for the bounty God has granted them? We gave the family of Abraham the book and wisdom, and we gave them an immense kingdom. God had sent down text to Prophet Abraham before his revelation of the Torah to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. The hereafter is better and longer lasting. This is certainly stated in the earlier texts, the text of Abraham and Moses.
There is one important subject regarding Prophet Abraham that people have debated throughout the course of history. That is the question of which religion he was a member of. Jews regard him as a Jewish prophet. Christians also consider him a Jewish prophet, but claim that it followed Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, who came after him. The fact is, however, that in the Quran, God has made it clear that these debates are false.
I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. O people of the book, why do you argue about Abraham when the Torah and Gospel were only sent down after him? Why don't you use your intellect? You argue about something of which you have some knowledge, but why do you argue about something of which you have no knowledge? God knows you do not know. Only the Quran states the whole truth about him. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Abraham was neither a Jew nor a Christian, but a man of pure natural belief, a Muslim. He was not one of the idolaters. The Quran calls Prophet Abraham a Hanif. Hanif means a devout, upright, and righteous person who submits to God's command and never moves away from his religion. The most Hanif characteristics of Prophet Abraham were his belief in the one and only God and his submission to him. In another verse, our Lord commands Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to abide by Prophet Abraham's religion. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Then we reveal to you, follow the religion of Abraham, a man of pure natural belief. He was not one of the idolaters. Prophet Abraham and his righteous religion is a common word shared by Muslims and people of the book. That is because the members of the three divinely revealed religions are charged with believing in and serving God in the manner shown by Prophet Abraham. Yet some beliefs and practices in Judaism and Christianity degenerated over the course of time, and these religions became corrupted. The Quran informs us that Muslims have invited them to this common word. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Say, O people of the book, Christians and Jews, come to a proposition that is the same for us and you, that we should worship none but God, associate no partners with him, and take no one of us as lords besides God. If they turn away, say, bear witness that we are Muslims. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, spreads the religion. Prophet Abraham definitively split from his pagan tribe, but continued to tell them of the existence and oneness of God. Among those who failed to comply with the true religion was his own father. Prophet Abraham patiently explained to his people that the statues they made with their own hands could never be divine and that God was the only God. He employed gentleness to combat the hostile treatment meted out to him by his people. His response to his tribe is an example of determination and courage for all believers. It is revealed thus in the Quran. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. His tribe argued with him. He, Abraham, said, are you arguing with me about God when he has guided me? I have no fear of any partner you ascribe to him, unless my Lord should will such a thing to happen. My Lord encompasses all things in his knowledge, so will you not pay heed? Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, entraps the idols. Prophet Abraham called on those around him to believe in God with wise and pleasing words, but received a very different reaction from the society he lived in. The great majority of the people in that tribe failed to abide by the moral values of the true religion, communicated by him, and persisted in their paganism. Prophet Abraham waged a major intellectual struggle against these people with their superstitious beliefs, during which he employed different methods and means. One of these was to seek to distance the deniers and polytheists from him in order to reduce the pressure from them on him. He therefore said that he was sick. This is reported in these terms in the Quran. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. And Abraham asked his father and his tribe, what are you worshipping? Is it falsehood, deities besides God, that you desire? So what are your thoughts about the Lord of all the worlds? He looked at the stars and said, I am sick. So they turned their backs on him.
After sending the unbelievers away, he went up to the idols and smashed them. He left only one of the idols undamaged. When his tribe saw what had happened, and that only the largest idol remained, they immediately began looking for the person who had done this. This event is described thus in the Quran.
I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. They exclaimed, who has done this to our deities? He is definitely one of the wrongdoers. They said, we heard a young man mentioning them. They call him Abraham. They ordered, "Bring him before the people's eyes so they can be witnesses." They asked, "Did you do this to our deities, Abraham?"
That question revealed why Prophet Abraham did not destroy the largest idol. His answer is revealed in the Quran.
I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. He said, "No, this one, the largest of them, did it. Ask them if they are able to speak."
Hearing this response, the unbelievers inevitably began thinking and understanding that their idols would never have the power of speech, and so his plan succeeded, for it caused them to question their pagan belief system. The Quran states,
I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. They consulted among themselves and said, "It is you yourselves who are wrongdoers."
Despite having understood the truth, they again decided to oppose Prophet Abraham in order to maintain their traditional pagan belief system, which was in line with their own transitory worldly interests. This time, the polytheists decided to respond to him with violence. They drew up a most cruel plan. Their intention was to cast Prophet Abraham into the fire and burn him, thus putting an end to his intellectual struggle. However, in the same way that God assisted all his messengers, he also helped him. He commanded the flames to be cool and peace towards him. This event, of course, is one of our Lord's miracles. The cruelty of the deniers is described as follows in the verses that relate how their plan was confounded.
I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. We said, "Fire, be coolness and peace for Abraham." They desired to trap him, but we made them the losers. We delivered both him and Lot to the land that we had blessed for all beings. The angels who visited Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. One of God's greatest blessings to Prophet Abraham was to support him with angels. As stated in the Quran, two angels came to him in human guise and stayed in his house. The angels gave him and his wife the glad tidings of a righteous son. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. When they came in to him, they said, "Peace." He replied, "Truly we are afraid of you." They said, "Do not be afraid. We bring you the good news of a boy of great knowledge." When these glad tidings were imparted to them, Prophet Abraham and his wife had reached quite an advanced age. In addition, his wife was barren. He replied in these words, I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. He asked, "Do you bring me this good news despite the fact of old age having reached me? What kind of good news are you bringing me?" They said, "We bring you good news of the truth, so do not be among those who despair." Prophet Abraham's peace be upon him test. God raised Prophet Abraham's two sons, Prophet Ishmael and Prophet Isaac, peace be upon them all, to the rank of prophethood. Like their father, they too were chosen servants of God because of their devotion to him. God tested Prophet Abraham and his son Prophet Ishmael by means of a sacrifice. He was told in a dream to sacrifice Prophet Ishmael. This sacrificial event is one of the proofs of the strength of these two prophets' obedience and submission to God. God relates this event as follows in the verses. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. And we gave him the good news of a forbearing boy. When he was of an age to work with him, he said, "My son, I saw in a dream that I must sacrifice you. What do you think about this?" He said, "Do as you are ordered, father. God willing, you will find me resolute." Then when they had both submitted and he had placed him face down on the ground, we called out to him, "Abraham, you have discharged your vision. That is how we recompense good doers. This was indeed a most manifest trial. We ransomed him with a mighty sacrifice. In his commentary, Omer Nesuhi Bilmin offers the following account. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Prophet Abraham and his son obeyed and submitted to God's command, and Prophet Abraham laid his son's head to one side and accepted the task of cutting his throat. Understanding that his dream was a divine command, he was eager to discharge his duty and showed great fortitude and obedience to God's command. Then God blessed him, ordering him to sacrifice an animal instead of his son, and thereby saved Prophet Abraham from a self-sacrifice.
Located in Mecca, Kaaba was the first structure built solely to worship God. It was Prophet Abraham and his son, Prophet Ishmael, who had the Kaaba built.
I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan.
The first house established for humanity was that at Baqa, Mecca, a place of blessing and a guidance for all beings. In it are clear signs, the place where Abraham stood to pray. All who enter it are safe. Pilgrimage to the house is a duty owed to God by all humanity, those who can find a way to do it. But if anyone does not believe, God is rich beyond need of any being.
Prophet Abraham's, peace be upon him, pleasing moral values. Like all prophets, Prophet Abraham, due to his submission to God and sincerity, as well as his just, humble, and honorable behavior, had superior moral values. He is praised in a great many verses of the Quran, and is shown as a role model for all Muslims. Prophet Abraham, the intimate friend of God. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Who could have a better religion than someone who submits himself completely to God and is a good doer and follows the religion of Abraham, a man of pure natural belief? God took Abraham as an intimate friend. Our Lord has revealed that He took Prophet Abraham as an intimate friend. For that reason, He is known as Khalilullah, the friend of God, and remembered by that name. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, possessed strength and insight. Like all the prophets whom God made role models for humanity due to their deep faith, sincerity, and submission, Prophet Abraham made correct decisions, looked ahead, and possessed insight. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was a distinguished and auspicious servant of God. Prophet Abraham was one of God's servants to whom he vouchsafed the true path, honored with prophethood and made distinguished in his own sight. The fact that he and his family were chosen over all beings is revealed in a verse thus. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. God chose Adam and Noah and the family of Abraham and the family of Imran over all other beings. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was a community in himself. Abraham was a community in himself, exemplary, obedient to God, a man of pure natural belief. He was not one of the idolaters. Prophet Abraham held God above all things, was genuinely devoted to Him, feared and respected only Him, and sought only His good pleasure. despite all the difficulties he encountered and the large numbers of those who opposed him, he continued most determinedly in his struggle, thanks to his courage and trust in God. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was grateful to God. Prophet Abraham was a servant who constantly gave thanks to God for the blessings imparted to him. The Quran reports this attribute of his thus, "I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan." He was thankful for his blessings. God chose him and guided him to a straight path. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was submitted to God. "I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan." When his Lord said to him, "Become a Muslim," he, Abraham, replied, "I am a Muslim who has submitted to the Lord of all the worlds." Throughout his struggle with his tribe, Prophet Abraham demonstrated deep devotion and total submission to God. And no matter what his tribe did, he continued to spread God's religion with great enthusiasm. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was tender-hearted. Being compassionate, tender-hearted, affectionate, and full of love and forgiveness is one of the believers' characteristics praised by God. Our Lord reveals that Prophet Abraham possessed such a tender-hearted nature. "I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan." Abraham was tender-hearted and forbearing. Prophet Abraham's, peace be upon him, legacy.
Prophet Abraham, who was descended from the line of Prophet Nuh, left behind him a most important legacy for all believers. That legacy is belief in one God. Throughout his life, he believed in the oneness of God. He ascribed no partners to him and preached this to his tribe. His advice continued with his line, his sons Ishmael and Isaac, his grandson Jacob, and his son Joseph, peace be upon them all, and the other holy prophets from the same line later continued to call on their people to live by religion's moral values. The Quran mentions his legacy in the following terms.
"I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan." When his Lord said to him, "Become a Muslim," he, Abraham, replied, "I am a Muslim who has submitted to the Lord of all the worlds." Abraham directed his sons to this, as did Jacob. "My sons, God has chosen this religion for you, so do not die except as Muslims." Prophet Lot's, peace be upon him, life.
Prophet Abraham and Prophet Lot lived in the same time and the same region. Although they lived among different people, they still supported one another. Like all of the prophets, Prophet Lot was a chosen individual who left an example for all people of sincerity and submission to God. However, a perversion definitely prohibited by God was prevalent among the people of Prophet Lot, homosexuality. Prophet Lot called on his tribe to fear and respect God, abandon their homosexuality, and live a life that would please him, but they responded to his words with hostility.
They even threatened him and the believers with exile, yet he never gave up and continued to communicate his message to obtain God's good pleasure. That is because he had a strong faith in and the deep fear of God. Prophet Lot called on his people to abandon their indecent acts and to follow him. He told them how great was the immorality of the life they were leading. This message of his is related thus in the Quran. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. Lot said, Of all beings do you lie with males, leaving the wives God has created for you. You are a people who have overstepped the limits. They said, Lot, if you do not desist, you will be expelled. He said, I am someone who detests the deed you perpetrate. However, the deniers in the tribe were unaware of what was about to befall them, and continued to reject his message, until they experienced God's terrible retribution. The angels who came to the prophet Lot, peace be upon him. Our Lord used angels to reveal to Prophet Lot that his tribe would be punished severely for their excesses. The coming of the angels to him and God's commandment are revealed as follows in the verses. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. He, Lot, said, You are people we do not know. They said, We have come to you with what they had doubts about. We have brought you the truth, and we are certainly truthful men. Travel with your family in the dead of night, following behind with them in front of you. None of you must look back. Go to where you are ordered. We revealed to him the command we had decreed, that on the following morning the last remnant of those people would be cut off. Prophet Lot's wife would also be destroyed, because she was also a denier. The fact that she was the wife of a worthy individual who had been honored with rank of prophethood availed her nothing. The final fate of the people of Lot is described as follows in the Quran. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. And Lot, when he said to his tribe, Do you commit an obscenity not perpetrated before you by anyone in all the worlds? You come with lust to men instead of women? You are indeed a depraved tribe. The only answer of his tribe was to say, Expel them from your city. They are people who keep themselves pure. So we rescued him and his family, except for his wife. She was one of those who stayed behind. We rained down a rain upon them. See the final fate of the evildoers. The retribution meted out by God to the people of Lot is described thus in other verses. I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. When our command came, we turned their cities upside down and rained down on them stones of hard-baked clay, piled on top of one another in layers, each one earmarked by your Lord, and they are never far from the wrongdoers. Perhaps turning upside down signifies the region's destruction by a powerful earthquake. The expression, rain down on them stones of hard-baked clay, may indicate a volcanic eruption, and the hard-baked lava and stones thrown up by it. In other words, the tribe may have been destroyed by an earthquake followed by a volcanic eruption. God knows best. The cities inhabited by the people of Lot, who appear in the Quran, and were finally destroyed, have been revealed in recent archaeological excavations. These were the cities known as Sodom and Gomorrah in the Torah. According to archaeological research, the cities were located by the Dead Sea, which extends along the Israeli-Jordanian border. The area is thickly covered with sulfur. The The layers of lava and basalt are the main evidence to show that there was once a volcanic eruption and earthquake here. The Dead Sea, or Lake Lot, lies right over a seismically active region, in other words, on an earthquake belt. The migration of Prophet Lot, peace be upon him, and Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him.
God grant Prophet Abraham and Prophet Lot a most auspicious, and at God's command, these holy individuals embarked on a migration, abandoning their lands and homes and settling elsewhere. As a reward, our Lord both settled them in a plentiful location in the life of this world, and granted them the infinite blessings of paradise and the hereafter. This fact is revealed in the Quran.
I seek refuge with God from the accursed Satan. We delivered both him and Lot to the land that we had blessed for all beings. And in addition to that, we gave him Isaac and Jacob, and made both of them righteous. We made them leaders, guiding them by our command, and revealed to them how to do good actions, perform prayer, and give alms. And they worshipped us. We gave right judgment and knowledge to Lot, and rescued him from the city that committed disgusting acts. They were evil tribe who were deviators. We admitted him into our mercy. He was one of the righteous. Conclusion. Prophet Abraham relayed the divine message to his tribe with great determination and, thanks to his submission to God, overcame all obstacles. Prophet Lot struggled patiently with his tribe, calling on them to believe in God and abandon their depravities. These prophets, made superior to the world by God, won his good pleasure due to the deep faith and superior moral values they exhibited throughout their lives. In the end, they achieved their true abode in paradise, with its infinite blessings.
The greatest aim of each believer's life is to follow the footsteps of the prophets, especially the beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and thus become servants with whom God is pleased. God gives the glad tidings of the reward awaiting such believers. Whoever obeys God and the Messenger will be with those whom God has blessed, the prophets, the steadfast affirmers of truth, the martyrs, and the righteous. What excellent company such people are!